Welcome to this sleep meditation with your meditation guide, Jamie Wozni of jamiewozni.com. Thank you so much for joining me tonight to honor yourself for a more restful night of sleep. I just invite you right now to allow yourself to get as comfortable as you can. And just get the wiggles out and begin to relax here with me. The transition from what we've been doing to rest can be just that, a transition. And so can you let yourself know that it's okay right now to feel how you feel, to have the sensations that are occurring. And it's almost like we're inviting them over to something else. So we don't need to change them or make them be different. We're just saying, come over here. It's a bit more quiet, peaceful, easier. So as best as you can, allowing everything to be as it is. And we're going to start by noticing the sounds around us and noticing in a very easeful way what dawns on you, your air purifier, the crickets outside, your nose, the breath going in and out of your nose. Good, and then we're going to notice some sensations. So I want you just to notice your body on the bed. And the sensation of perhaps the sheets on your foot, or maybe your sock over your toes. There's some sort of texture that you're aware of that is just draping over your skin. And see if you can just become aware of that. When we come into sensation, it helps the brain remember that it's in the here and now and that it can relax. We don't need to force rest right now at all. We're just inviting it. We're inviting it. Good. So breathe into the belly now. We're going to expand the belly like a balloon. Deep breath in through the nose if you can. All the way full, and long, slow exhale out through the nose. Exhaling longer and slower than the inhale. And we're going to do a few of these together. Into the belly, expand a little gentle balloon. In through the nose, long, slow exhale, letting the brain know it's safe to rest now. I'm going to let you do a few more of those deep, elongated, full breaths on your own, signaling rest. Good. And as we settle in together, I want you just to notice that something under you, this beautiful mattress that you have, is supporting you. And when our brain becomes aware of things, our body can settle a little bit more into this space holding us. So just notice if you've been holding, which we all do, And just take this mindful moment to let yourself be held. Breathe into the body, soften the body. Notice that you can relax into the space under you a little bit more. Good. In this entire meditation, I really invite you just to breathe in any way that feels comfortable to you, effortless, or come back to this deep, long breath into the belly and out nice and long. And let the body soften and be held as best as you can. Good. So now we're going to, as we drift off to sleep, use the power of our subconscious mind before bedtime to help us create a desired reality. And so I want you to keep your hands where they feel comfortable, if it feels good where they are, or if you want to place them on your heart or even one on your heart. We're going to connect into this very wise organ that science shows us has sensory neurites that sends information to the brain when we do this, calms us down immediately, takes us out of fight or flight. So we're going to breathe slow and even in and out of the heart, as if the heart, center of our chest, this energetic space, were our lungs, very close in proximity. So just breathing into the center of the chest. Gentle expansion, usually to the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, and exhale just as even, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gentle breath into the heart, expanding it like a flower opening, even, slow. And release, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm gonna let you do a couple of these breaths on your own, really to move you from your head to your heart, where there's more peace and calm. Good. And you can keep breathing like this, or allow yourself to resume natural breath, or breathe into the belly, long, slow exhales. And so as we connect into the heart, I want you just to ask yourself, in a space of lightness, and play, what would I like to receive in my life, create in my life? Could be a state of being. It could be a new home. It could be a raise. It could be peace of mind. Heart, what would I like to have, create, receive? And just come up with something that you desire, even if you don't think it's possible. That's okay. Good, now you have your creation. And just breathe and soften, let the body rest, feel the support under you. And to the part of us that might say, yeah, right. We're just going to send some self-compassion to that part and say in our mind, I love you. Thank you for trying to protect me. It makes sense. And I'm so sorry you feel this way. and I'm here with you now, creating new. So take my hand and let's play. At night, right before we go to bed, the subconscious mind is prime to be updated, installed with new information. It's the part of us that allows us to expand and have what we want. When we don't have what we want, it's innocent. It's just because we weren't wired to believe we could have it. And this is a very powerful meditation to do, to just let our nervous system, brain, and body open to a new possibility right before we go to sleep. We're using that power. So breathing and softening, connected to the heart, we asked our desire. We tended to the one who might not believe it to be possible. And so I'm going to have you in your mind now affirm this intention. So we're just going to say, I intend, or I choose. And what is your desire? I choose to manifest a new car. I choose to receive repair with my family. I choose the greatest haircut of my life. Good. When we move into choice in our mind, we move from being powerless to co-creators. Breathe and soften. Good. And now I want you just to imagine that you are, which is truth, a part of a grid, a quantum field of life, of unlimited possibilities. And even though you may not have experienced this thing or some desires, doesn't mean it's not possible. So I want you just to imagine now, I am infinite possibility in a body. I am expansive. I am worthy of new possibilities. And sometimes I like to see this as a really peaceful, starry night sky, just expansive and filled with vastness and possibility. So breathe that in. Know that truth. And in this, we're going to open to our creative brain that has solution for us available beyond our analytical mind that holds the patterns of the past. And we don't even need to have this question answered, but we're just pondering. We're just in the beautiful, peaceful moment of our bed, asking our creative brain, how? How can I have this thing? How can I have the coolest haircut that's very affordable? How can I repair relationships with my family? How? For whatever it is, the thing that you desire. And I want you to really say this inside, huh? You're wondering, you're curious, you're open. You know that you are more than your brain's patterns. Nice. So I'm going to step back and be quiet here for a moment. As you don't need an answer, usually what happens is it'll pop in dream time or tomorrow or the next day. We're just breathing into the heart, in and out. This is the thing I would want. Tending to the one who doubts it. It's okay, bud. I understand. Opening to the truth that we are infinite possibility. And just being in this quiet nighttime contemplation of how is this possible? All possibilities exist. I'm going to move beyond the known in my mind and just open to nudges of sounds, feelings, sensations, images that are deeper than my brain that come in beats, little whispers. How can I have this thing? Good. And as you begin shortly to just drift off to sleep whenever your body feels ready, I want you just to stay in this expansive place of possibility, holding your desire in your heart and opening your mind, not needing an answer right away, just knowing as you go through your day, tomorrow, or the next day, quiet new thoughts that feel peaceful will pop in and they'll say, go here, do this. And you may not recognize them, but trust them if they feel benevolent. This is the way to create your new desire. Listen, inspired action. You can come back to this meditation every night if you need, for whichever desire you're curious about opening to. Not needing the answer right away, but more staying in openness and curiosity, as that is the opposite of fear and has generous healing qualities for us. Thank you for programming your mind for good with me. I hope you have a beautiful, restful sleep, and I intend that your dream comes true. I'll see you in the next meditation. Sleep well.